Stay away from the coal miner's daughter. She's not for you, lad. She's out of your league. She's going to marry a wealthy old farmer with livestock and land and a big house by the sea.
One morning early, I strolled by the river. The sun, it was rising and spring in the air. I spied a wee lassie, her face was so pretty. I smiled and I bid her good day standing there. Good morning, I said to her softly. She gazed onto me with a glare in her eye. I said, me fair maid, do you mind if I join you to chat for a bit by the stream by and by?
Oh no, sir, she said, I'm the coal miner's daughter. Me father, a hearty big man, if you please. He said, I will marry a wealthy old farmer with livestock and land and a big house by the sea.
What beauty I saw, white silk she was wearing, her hair with dark curls, what an elegant sight. I thought to myself, now I better get started or lose the fine moment approaching daylight. Next morning I rose, brisk, bright and early, to head for the river to meet the fair maid. Instead I met with the crabbed-out vicar, waiting for me, and these words he did say.
Stay away from the coal miner's daughter. She's not for you, lad. She's out of your league. She's going to marry a wealthy old farmer with livestock and land and a big house by the sea.
I followed the maid to the inn in the town where her father, a giant, stood out by the door. I said to him, sir, will you have a large whiskey? Yes, lad, I will. I'll be having one more. Well, I fed him with whiskey till the bottle was empty. He fell off the bar stool and cold on the floor. Then me and the lassie, we were both willing, and we fell in love at the inn by the shore. We courted that night and the morning came early. We lay on the bed, her heart I had won. The words of the vicar kept whirling around in my head as we woke, but the deed it was done. 20 weeks passed and the fair maid looked heavy. The coal miner knew that it had to be me. Folk in the town, they were speaking in whispers. I'll kill him, he shouted, or die in the deed.
Stay away from the coal miner's daughter. She's not for you, lad. She's out of your league. She's going to marry a wealthy old farmer with livestock and land and a big house by the sea.
He challenged the maid, asking who is the father. The coal miner handed around with his son. You'll marry my daughter, the small and bright early, or suffer the wrath of my double-barrel gun. At gunpoint we marched up the hill to the chapel. The vicar was standing to greet at the door. I thought to myself, now the last time I saw him, he was ranting and shouting these words I ignored.
He said, stay away from the coal miner's daughter. She's not for you, lad. She's out of your league. She's going to marry a wealthy old farmer with